आवाज भी लोगों का मान लिया
जस्ट कहा
Their inquiry was that after departure of Krishna, the principles of religion under whom they are now protected. Religious principles should be protected. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Dharma Setu. He protects. Jirajahi Dharma Sarsalani Bhavati Hal. Tadatmanam Sujamaham. Just like it is the duty of the state, of the government, to give protection to the Department of Law and Order. Similarly, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives protection to religious principles. No. But the world is so deteriorated that Krishna comes, he gives protection, makes things in order, leaves his instruction, just like when Krishna came. He personally supervised the religious principles, and practically he killed so many demons who are against religious principles. Demons means those who are against religious principles. And he left his instruction, Bhagavad Gita, how to follow religious principles. The seventh substance of religious principle is to surrender to God. Sarvadharma paritajya mamekam sarvam. This is religion. Religion means the order given by God. That's all. This is a simple definition of religion. If anyone asks, what do you mean by religion? Religion means to abide by the orders of God. That's all. Just like good citizen means who abides by the order of the government. That's all. There is no difficulty to understand what is good citizen. Whatever the government gives you law, and if you follow, then you are a good citizen. Similarly, there is order by God, and anyone who follows that order, he is religious. Religious does not mean a kind of faith. That English translation of the word religious is not sufficient. Faith, I believe in this, I may not believe in this, that is different. But law means you must. There is no question of you believe or not. You believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Law is law. Suppose there is fire. I believe that I will touch the fire, it will not burn. That is not law. It must burn. Even a child catches the fire, it will burn. There is no excuse. Similarly, dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranita. What have you eaten, Arthur? Let him come to the right. No, no, you cannot. So you cannot violate the laws of God. Any one of us will know, just like we eat. As right now. Eating is the law of God. Everyone should eat. But if you eat more, if you violate the law, you can eat whatever you require, little. But if you eat more, if you violate this law, then you will be. As soon as you violate the laws of God, you will punish. Therefore, Sutta Goswami says, Munayo Sadhu Pristuva Bhavadvi Loka Mangala. You have inquired about Krishna. It is a very noble question. Sadhu. Sadhu means pious, noble. So if people simply inquire about Krishna, what is Krishna? Just like we are preaching all over the world, to arouse this inquisitiveness about Krishna. And actually, that is happening. Our Krishna books, wherever we present, because this Krishna consciousness movement is now spread all over the world, they are very much inquisitive to know about Krishna. Our this Krishna theology is selling anywhere, like hotcakes. They are inquisitive now to know about Krishna. So, this is very good sign. If simply people try to inquire about Krishna, they will come, he will be liberated. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ha. Vishnu shabde, shuddha shabde, Vishnu sudhiro nischaya. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ha. Shuddha, to advance in spiritual life, the beginning is Shraddha, faith, that is faith. Shraddha, not exactly, faith. Shraddha means respect. So it is nice. That is one Shraddha. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, in front of whom we are now speaking, he gave us the definition how one can make progress in spiritual life. Everyone is blind after material way of life. So, the mission of human life is to get out of these classes of Maya. That is the real mission of life. We are missing the point. We are accepting this body as everything, and The modern civilization means to enjoy bodily comforts as much as possible. That is perfection of civilization. No. That is not perfection of civilization. That they do not know, especially the demons, the non-devotees, they do not know. This question was raised by Hiranyakashipu before Kolla, why you are after so much Krishna nonsense for? So he replied, his father, Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. My dear father, generally, demons like you, yes, he addressed his father, Asura Bhajo, one of the best of the demons. He was not aspect. He was a 5-year-old born. And he inquired some question, my dear boy, what you have learned first class from your teacher? So, Prahlad Maharaj addressed his father, Tatsadhu Manne, Asura-Vajra. Asura-Vajra. His father was addressed, not father. He was addressed, my dear, the best of the Asuras. Asura-Vajra. Tatsadhu Manne, Asura-Vajra Dehina. So when you become actually creature of God consciousness, you cannot make any compromise. You must call the spade a spade. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. Out of the 12 Mahajans, he is one of them. Because he was very bold. He was not afraid of his demonic father. He chastised him in so many ways, but he was never happy. So, just like our people have been persecuted in Australia, you know. They have been put into jail because they are preaching Hare Krishna. So, this is not very easy thing. Easy going. My Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he did not like that his disciples would be easy-going, cheap Vaishnava, mantami kisera Vaishnava. He sang a song, my dear Maya, you are going to be a Vaishnava. And what kind of Vaishnava you are? Mantami kisera Vaishnava. Pratishtharo tare nijjana ra ghare tavo hari naam kevala koita. You are chanting Hare Krishna, imitating Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami in a solitary place. Not solitary place, you are thinking of woman and money, that's all. Mind is filled with dirty things. So, this kind of bhajan is simply cheating. Cheating. You are after preaching. First of all, go door to door. Just like Nityananda Prabhu did it. At the risk of life, he was hurt by Jagai Mata. Blood came out of his head. Lord Chaitanya became very much angry. He wanted to kill immediately Jagai Mata. Lord Nityananda said, my dear, that you promise that this incarnation will not take any weapon Please be kind upon them. So, this is Nityananda. Nityananda Bonsa means one who takes the risk of preaching work. He can claim a Nityananda Bonsa. Not that easy way. The preaching work is not easy way. There are so many difficulties. All the big preachers, Sri Ramanujacharya, his life was attempted to be killed. Why Ramanujacharya? My Guru Maharaj was attempted to be killed. 25,000 rupees were raised fund for bribing the police officer. He told me first night. The Navadev Gosai, they wanted to kill him. So, preaching work is always risky. Saptadu manne survaat jita. The Krishna Sankvastha, if you want to make the whole world peaceful, jino atma suprasidati. Suprasidati. Prasidati means become satisfied. And su means super, extra satisfied. That people should be educated to inquire about Krishna. That's all. Simply. These very words. Jatkita Krishna Sankrishna. Make such propaganda in a way that everyone becomes inquisitive. What is this nonsense Krishna just speaking? At least, just like Jagaiva Rai, when they, in the beginning, they are very much averse to Sankirtan, Hari Sankirtan. But one day, the Madhai was telling to Jagai, my dear brother, Jagai, after all, these rascals sing very nicely. Hare Krishna, very good. They sing very nicely. Oh, you are going to be Vaishnav? No, no, I am not going to be Vaishnav. I am just appreciating. They sing very nice. So you go like that. They will arrest you. You have got good experience. In London, they were arrested. And you are in London. How many times you are arrested? Three times. Our record is that our people were arrested 36 times. Then now the police has become disgusted. They don't be arrested. Yes. But this thing is going on in Australia, especially in Melbourne. I've got received. So they asked me what to do. And they do chant Hare Krishna, and you'll get good opportunity when you're put into jail, and you'll be free to chant Hare Krishna. So they're doing that. They're not eating. The minister in charge of the jail department was perturbed that is, the people are not eating, and they were allowed so that you can cook. But they refused because the same kitchen they are cooking, they refused. So then, after a few days, they were left loose. All right, it's gone. So this is why. So religious persecution is always there. Even the father, what to speak about it? The father, Hiranyakashipu, he chastised his son. So, don't be afraid. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone you meet, any damn rascal or gentleman, it doesn't matter. Try to convince him about Krishna, and if he may inquire about Krishna, then his life is sufficient. simply begins to inquire what is Krishna. Then his path of liberation becomes open immediately. Therefore, Sutta Goswami says, Jatkita Krishna Sang Prasna Jinatma Asuprasita. Actually, everyone is suffering. That is the law of material nature. Narottama Das Thakur, he says, Bishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale Toribare Nakoinu Upar. Bishaya. Those who are material things, that is called Bishaya. Bishaya means eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defense. How I shall be protected? How shall I enjoy sex? How shall I shall eat more? I shall sleep more? This is called Bishaya. Bishaya does not mean a very rich man, Bishaya. A poor man can be Bishaya. And a rich man can be renowned. Just as Ramananda Das. He was governor, a grihastha, not even sannyasi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him not as grihastha, more than a sannyasi. So Vishaya means, does not mean that if one is very rich, then he is Vishaya. Vishaya means one is only interested with these four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. The whole world is going on. The modern civilization, they are simply interested how to eat, how to sleep. In your country, in America, you know very well. Their whole day working, how to construct a skyscraper building, how to own at least four cars. So long we shall be attached to this Vishaya. Simply, there cannot be any peace. It is impossible. Therefore, Narottama Das Thakur says that Vishaya Vishana, Anala means fire. There are different types of fire also. Vishana, the burning sensation by drinking poison. Vishaya Vishana le Divanishi Jaja. Whole day and night, 24 hours, my heart is burning. I did not try how to get out of this blazing fire. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana rutina janila kena tar. This is only relief is this Krishna sankirtana. Hari nama sankirtana. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that Bharat Homite Manusha Janma Ila Jaha Janma Sattha Kari Paro Paro. So, Paropaka, this human life is meant for doing well to others, not exploiting others. That is animal. I kill this animal and eat. Tiger, very fast. That is animal. It has no value. Who is asking for his tiger? Although he is so fast. There must be some upakar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is not tigerism, but welfare activity. People are very much so-called philanthropies, they open hospitals, schools, and other things. But actually they do not know what is the real disease of the human being. The real disease is that he has forgotten Krishna. That's all. Otherwise there is no scarcity in the world. As I have repeatedly told that especially I've seen practically in America and Africa, in Australia, there's so much immense scope for producing coal that 10 times of the whole population of the world could be fed simply by utilizing the open land, still available. So there is no question of scarcity. We are simply mismanaged due to lack of Krishna consciousness. We are mismanaged. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagdutabhutam Sarvalokamayasvaram Sridang Sarvabhutaram Gyastamam Shantini. If you want peace, then you try to understand these three principles of life. What is that? The Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. No one is. All servants. Ekala, Ishwar, Krishna, Arsa, Bhrishka. This, everyone is servant. Not that everyone is equal to Krishna. That has become a cheap business. So many Krishna avatars and so many demigods that counted as good as Krishna. But Krishna says, Mattap Parakaran Nanna Kinti Rasidam. There is no more superior authority than me. Therefore, this Krishna Sang Prasna is simply people become inquisitive. What is Krishna? And he simply try to answer them. We have got so many books now. Then the whole world will be peaceful. Dino Atma Sukh proceeded. Everyone is hankering after. Where is peace? Where is peace? You know, you European American boys, you have come to Krishna consciousness because on account of your hankering. Where is peace? Is it not? What is that? You are not after money. There's money and woman you have seen enough. There is no scarcity of money and woman in Europe and America. You can earn any as much as you like and you can enjoy. But still, why they are coming out confused? They want something. That has several times repeated, that your only qualification is you are advancing in Krishna consciousness because you have no other material desire. Pannavilasita sunnam. Nobody can allure you by material inducement. Here is money, please come. Here is so much, please come. That you have seen. You want something. Param Dishya Nivartan. So that's a very good qualification. Not only you who have come to me as my disciple, I am speaking of the whole European and American. So try to impress the whole Western world about Krishna something. Then they will help. That is our mission. Just kita prashta sam prashta jina atma suprasiddhavi munayo sadhu prishtu. And Sutta Goswami welcomes the inquiry. Oh, it is a nice inquiry. Very nice inquiry. You are inquiring about Krishna. Oh, I have got this opportunity to answer. Anyone, any devotee, any servant of Krishna, as soon as he'll be questioned by somebody about Krishna, he'll be very, very happy. Oh, here's an opportunity to speak about Krishna. That's why when Naradji inquired from Brahma, I know that you are everything, but at the same time I see that you are meditating upon somebody else. What is that? Narayana, Brahma welcomed this inquiry. My dear Narayana, it is a very nice question. Now, you have given the opportunity to speak about my master. Great sages, they were congratulated by Śrīla Gosvāmī, all the sages in the Naiṣāraṇya, just like you are sitting here. This is the process of understanding Krishna's prasna. Formerly, there were no big halls. Just like in your country and all over the world, we are speaking in big halls. Formerly, the methods, just like here, in this very sacred place, all the Goswamis used to study Bhagavad under the leadership of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. This is the most important place in the world. So, you have got this opportunity. So, go ahead, chale jaate hain kaha?
Haan, chal, chinta. Aaki chuna.
So, at least for a few days, let us sit down here and under the protection of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Jīva Gosvāmī. This place is a very sanctified place. They used to assemble here. So we are not going to imitate them, but we want a place under the shelter of their lotus feet and discuss something of their contribution. Then our life may be one day successful. Thank you very much.
Three things would mean
to understand that Krishna is the supreme soul proprietor.
That is point one.
Yes. And the second point is, because he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme injustice. And generally, one who is injured, people do not like. So, just like this, capitalist and the communist. Capitalists, they have made their program for becoming injured. The capitalists, communists, they do not like. Because they know these people are injured, they cannot fulfill our desires. But Krishna is not like that. Although he is the supreme enjoyer, although he is the supreme proprietor, he is the best friend of him. Sri Ram Sarvabhuta. Sri Ram Sarvabhuta. He is not friend of the this class of men, just like we become these political leaders, they become friends of the country. They don't party. I'm Congress party, I'm this party, so I love this party. And even if he loves all human beings, he sends the animals to the slaughter. So he cannot be friend of everyone. But Krishna is friend of him. You have seen Krishna's teacher. He is embracing the cup also and he is embracing Narayana. Not that he is simply attached to Radharani and the gopi. He is attached to everything. Sarvajoni is Kondya, Sambhavati. That Krishna is the best friend of us. And if you want friendship, to make friendship with Krishna. And because he is the proprietor, he protects you. These are the three points. Is that clear? Or you have got any question, if I'm posted? Let it be clear. This is very intelligent question. If we have to search out a friend, just search out Krishna. Make friends with you. Sri Ram Sarvabhuta. In such time, in all this. He's in spite of everything, what he wants. Everything is in spite. It's so nice. See who understand these three points about Krishna, then our life becomes different.
Thing
is that if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, this very process will make it not clean. Krishna consciousness can be understood not in jati condition of mind. Jiha antagatam paham. That is the definition in Krishna. Krishna, to understand Krishna is not so easy. Therefore Krishna says, Jiha antagatam paham. Janana punya karma. Persons who are simply engaged in pious activities and completely are sinful reaction of his life has ceased. Te dandamahani maktam dhanti maas. He is now no more hesitating or yet ahitatya pratyata he can touch his mind. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna means that making clean from all sinful ears. So you chant, you'll hear, and as he hears, his heart becomes clean, then he is naturally incredible. So you have to create that. Thank you. Go on chanting Hare Krishna. And people will be his heart will be cleansed, naturally he will be inquiring. We do not inquire about Krishna because the heart is hearing and chanting, then he will be.
You're talking about the importance of preaching. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in India or in the United States.